Dr. Kataranji, how are you?
Pretty good. How about yourself, sir?
I'm doing very well. Tell me your thoughts on hearing that Osama bin Laden is dead.
I got to tell you, nothing less than joy. I mean, as an American and as a Muslim, I'm proud that our president was able to bring this man to justice.
What do you think the, and speak for your Greater Lansing Society, what's their thoughts? What are the folks talking about this morning?
You know, overall, again, as the Islamic Society of Greater Lansing represents, you know, a majority of a Muslim population that's more about community service and community interaction and public relations, they're just proud to see that this man has finally been brought to justice and that the views that he represents hopefully will get quashed and hopefully disappear off of the global public square and get back to issues that are more important, and that's how to take care of your fellow neighbor and take care of each other to make a better economy, a better country, and bring people together and try to promote freedom across the world.
Dr. Kataranji, you and I have talked many times about there seemed to be a lack of prominent Muslim, whether it's organizations or people, coming forward and saying that they were totally against these extremists, Osama bin Laden, Al-Qaeda. Do you think more folks will step forward now?
You know, honestly, Tony, that's, I think, one of the big points of contention. There's been several thousand prominent Muslims, prominent scholars, Tariq Ramadan being one of them. That's the one that comes to my mind immediately. Several prominent Muslim leaders in the United States, including the president of the Islamic Society of North America, the Muslim Student Association, who've unequivocally stood against Osama bin Laden and his views, and as well as to any concept of terrorism. I actually helped promote, a movie that we tried to, a documentary that really showed that, you know, extremists are what they are. They're extremists. They're not really even people who pray or espouse the very belief they claim to promote, that they tend to just manipulate facts, manipulate people, and manipulate situations for their own self-gratification. I think that what I'm happy is now that his voice has been silenced, there should be more room in the airwaves for the voices that have always stood against terrorism and always stood against what this guy attempted to hijack, which is an entire faith.
Dr. Kataranji, why haven't us here in the media given enough voice, if you will, to those folks who have condemned bin Laden?
You know, I honestly think it's an unfortunate consequence of how our media is. I mean, radio shows like yours have always brought on people. Charlie Rose is another great example. You see several guests and commentators. You know, when you want to try to get a particular angle or a particular story, you know, oftentimes the voices that are heard are going to make whatever sells the best amount of advertisement, unfortunately.
All right. The U.S. government wants to make sure that a shrine isn't made out of the burial place of Osama bin Laden. Tell us, what is the proper burial according to the Muslim faith?
In the Muslim faith, believe it or not, we don't have any wakes or anything like that. The tradition is very, and again, this is, you know, the tradition of Muslims is when somebody dies, they wash the body the same day, and usually the person's buried in the earth within 24 hours of death. There's usually a prayer performed, you know, for the dead or the one who passed on. But that's really about it.
Is there something negative with the thought or the fact that if someone wasn't buried within 24 hours, that's not a good thing?
No, not necessarily. I mean, because circumstances are what they are. I mean, unfortunately, you could see, those who are trying to seek freedom and democracy overseas right now in the Middle East. Unfortunately, government snipers make it very hard to obtain some of those bodies and give them the respect that they're due. But I think what America is doing is the right thing, is not to let there be a focal point for this guy so that people remember him. I think he needs to be forgotten and forgotten as quickly as possible.
And Dr. Kataranji, before I let you go, any fears about the safety for our country during this time where supporters of bin Laden may look for retribution?
You know, I think to want to defend democracy and those who want to defend our country must be eternally vigilant, whether it's a monster like bin Laden or any other threat to our country. And whether you're Christian, Muslim, or Jew, Hindu, whatever your faith is, as Americans, we come together to defend this nation, its ideals and its principles. I don't think we should be defenders of the very ideals that we hold so dear, and remain eternally vigilant to protect those very ideals.
Dr. Abdelmadjid Katranji with the Greater Lansing Islamic Society. Thanks so much, Doctor. Appreciate your time.
My pleasure, Tony. Thank you very much for having me.